I mean, I don't think it's really ever like that, just because, you know, Tom's not like that. He's not just going to stick on one guy. He's, you know, he's constantly looking at the whole field and reading the coverages, and, you know, I have to read it the same as him.
This was hailed as Randy versus T.O., and obviously you and Dante kind of stood out. Does this just show how deep you guys are on offense?
I mean, I'm not really sure about that. I know, you know, with Randy, you know, out there, if they're going to pay a lot of attention to him, then, you know, me and Dante and Ben and the rest of us really got to do well and you know, get open for Tom.
Wes, you seem to bounce off an extraordinary amount of tackles. Do you think the tackles come in and bring you down, they underestimate you a little bit, given you're not the biggest guy in the world out there?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. You probably have to ask him. I just, you know, I just try and, you know, use my quickness and you know, different things like that, just trying to avoid them and get up the field as fast as I can.
Wes, I think you kind of showed your versatility a little bit. You hit him, had a lot of those quick little hitch passes out there trying to make a guy miss, and then you were able to beat him deep down the field on that touchdown. You kind of show a little bit that you're not just an underneath guy.
Yeah, I mean, I've made some, you know, deeper catches, and, you know, in the past, you know, few years. So, you know, I think, you know, it's definitely a part of my game that, you know, that I can do, and just able to, you know, finally get a play called and get down there and make a play.
How good has Tom been these first 6 games?
He's been unbelievable. I mean, his preparation and, you know, his leadership and everything that he does is textbook, and you know, we just sit there and talk, and, you know, Tom, however you want it ran, you just tell me, and that's how I'm going to run it, and, you know, I may try and throw my 2 cents in there, but, you know, he always wins, so.
Well, something I think is, like, receivers playing away from the ball, too. I mean, a guy like Randy doesn't catch a ton of balls, but obviously he has his impact on the game, and I'm sure it's the same thing with any of you guys. How important is it for each of you guys to, you know, keep playing hard when you're not, I mean, not necessarily the first guy that Tom's going to look to?
You know, I think you just play hard every play, you know, no matter what your route is, or, you know, whether it's a clear out or what it is, you know, it's all part of the play, and you got to make sure you're going, you know, every single play and going fast and going hard and trying to win no matter what your route is.
Like, I love it with somebody that accurate who can just put the ball where he wants to come.
I'm sorry?
Have you ever played with anybody as accurate as Tom?
No.
Have you seen anybody as accurate?
I don't think so. I mean, just not accurate and smart. You know, I mean, the guy, you know, he's never really going to throw you into bad places or anything. He's you know, he's going to put you in the right situation.
Is this as busy a game as you've had with returning punts, kickoffs, receiving? I mean, I know you did a lot for Miami last year, but you were...
You know, I wouldn't say it's my busiest game, but I think, you know, I had the ball in my hands a lot, you know, a lot more than what, you know, I usually do. So, you know, I think that maybe, you know, it looked that way, but I wouldn't say, you know, play after play being out there. I feel like when I was in there, I was, you know, getting the ball and able to make some plays.
Wes, how are you?